Really in the middle of the night of October 9th, the early morning hours of October 9th, our next guest started coming into the KSRO studios. And he would come in periodically every few hours or so and bring us news about what was happening in the community. And for that reason, among others, we have invited Vice Mayor Chris Rogers to be one of our heroes on the Heroes of October golf tournament, October 1st. He has happily replied yes to that, and we welcome Vice Mayor Chris Rogers to the show. Hi, Chris.
Morning, Pat.
Thanks for saying yes.
You guys just really want to see me kill some trees with some bad swings, that's all.
Well, that's just gravy right there. That's just gravy on the day, but we're happy you're going to be a part of it. And let's go to work now. You've been up in Sacramento attending conferences, have you?
It's been a busy time as the legislature nears the end of their session. So, Pat, all legislative work has to be done by the end of this month. So you've got Senator McGuire and Wood and Assembly Member Wood working their tails off trying to get bills across the finish, in particular when it comes to fire recovery. And yesterday we saw the second installment of the Governor's Conference Committee that was originally set up for liability, to address liability issues around PG&E.
Yep.
And has since pivoted a little bit and is now focused mostly on fire prevention around the state.
And the millions and millions and millions of dead trees, among other things, that have to be dealt with before, you know, as soon as possible. And, okay, so you were at that meeting yesterday, correct?
So I was there for the very beginning of it and then had to race back to discuss our own fire prevention programs here at the Santa Rosa City Council meeting last night. But definitely kept an eye on it, Pat.
Yeah, that's a busy day for sure. And I'm hoping that, as you say, we're on a very strict time schedule here as far as the legislature, you know, taking a recess. And so what is your opinion, Chris, on what can be done by the end of the month in Sacramento?
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see what they do come up with, Pat. The first meeting that I poked my head in on, I believe it was either last week or the week before, you had a varying degree of understanding from the committee members on what needs to be done. You had, obviously, our members, Assembly Member Wood and Senator Dodd, who have an upfront and personal view of what it means to prepare a community or to see shortcomings in the preparedness of a community.
Yes.
For a wildfire. And then you had other members that were talking about things like vegetation management utilizing goats, which is great, but the tip of the iceberg when it comes to community preparedness. And it's really going to take an effort to get them in a place where they are delivering a product that I think the rest of us feel like is preparing us for a future natural disaster.
Yeah, and that's the part that's frustrating to those of us sort of watching from afar. And number one, because for me, I can't understand anyone who represents one inch of California, I don't care where it is, who is not very concerned about what's happening with regard to wildland fires. I don't care if they've experienced it yet or not. But the other thing is, too, the roadblocks that exist. We know they exist politically everywhere, but the strength of those roadblocks in Sacramento seems it's hard to swallow for us.
Well, I think our perspective is a little bit skewed, having gone through what we have gone through, Pat. And to your point, the representative who is up in Redding had voted no on every fire recovery bill that would have benefited Sonoma County.
Wow.
And I'm wondering whether or not they now regret that going through a fire themselves. I think when I watch this committee, I'm actually a little bit frustrated, not because they're not trying to do good work, but because I think anybody who is in the recovery process, as we are, is seeing massive shortfalls in insurance. And our delegation put forward really thoughtful and meaningful insurance reform that would have made a difference in people's lives. And Sacramento has utterly failed to deliver any meaningful reforms and have killed most of the good bills that were put forward. And so now when we talk about fire prevention, when we talk about liability shifting, that's really not going to get the job done when we see other fires, particularly if you look at the car fire, which was not started by a utility. Utility reform isn't going to help those constituents to rebuild.
Oh, boy, that's depressing. Sorry, but that's kind of depressing. Go ahead.
That's why we're looking internal and making sure that we put things in place that we know are going to work for us locally and continue to make changes to make sure that our city is able to rebuild and our county is able to rebuild.
Yeah, it's a continuation, Chris, of what we learned last October, and that is we better take care of ourselves as best we can. And let's talk about that and move back closer to home and the city council meeting yesterday in Santa Rosa. What are we doing to prepare ourselves in terms of preparedness?
Yeah, one of the conversations we had last night was about our hazard mitigation grant programs that we are putting forward. So anytime there's an emergency declaration, there's an opportunity for us to address systemic issues in our community. And one of them in particular, I think, is important. It is a new camera system that we are looking, if you get the grant, and if not, we'll figure out how to fund it, to work with the County of Sonoma to put up camera system that will be able to do earlier detection and alert for fire, for flooding, if that were the case, but really an opportunity that will be public, where the cameras will be strategically located around the county to be able to cover everything, and the public will be invited to be able to look in on those cameras whenever they'd like to as well.
Sounds like a good idea.
First responders. Yeah, and we've seen this be effective in San Diego. We've seen this be effective in other areas, that this early alert system, particularly for helping us to figure out when there is a fire, how firefighters can approach it to get some visibility on it. It will be a meaningful shift in how we address future disasters as well. We're going to be coming back in September and talking about sirens or some form of additional alert system so that nobody is caught off guard. And I hear that we'll also be testing preparedness in September as well, preparing the community for that, but it's not actually going to be a real disaster, but we will be testing an alert system at that point as well.
Yeah, that's September 11th and 12th that is going to take place, according to the Department of Emergency Management. And that's a very good thing, because there need to be lessons learned, especially when you're trying out not necessarily a new system, but an expanded system. So I'm glad to hear that. And as I understand it, there are a couple of those cameras located that you were talking about, a couple of them already operable and that can be utilized at this stage of the game. And your city, Santa Rosa, and the County of Sonoma planning on increasing the number of those exponentially.
Right. It will allow us some overlap and visibility in case one of the cameras is affected by the fire, as we saw some of our communication tools and infrastructure were during the fire. It allows for them to swivel to be able to cover all of the county that we need to cover. It'll be a really good thing, I think, Pat.
Absolutely. Very good. And I'm happy to hear about it, Chris. And thank you for checking in and for being in Sacramento and representing our interests up there. All very good stuff. And thanks for being here.
Absolutely. You have a good one, Pat.
All right. That is Vice Mayor Chris Rogers talking about what we're doing this week in terms of Sacramento activity, and also coming up in September with the testing of an expanded alert system. We certainly need that. We need to find out, what goes right, what goes wrong, and fix it.